Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, here's a question that came in that's actually excellent. It says, what happens then when the essentials start to be treated as non-essentials, as we start to see? And here is where we have to live by our convictions. So talk about that, how a person walks that out when you start to see a main doctrine up for grabs.
Well, you know, I think the problem that would indicate would be biblical illiteracy, which is a big problem in the church today. You know, the polls that have been taken indicate that most people do not read the Bible. Most Christians read the Bible only during the church sermon. And sometimes those sermons are just 20 minutes long, and 20 minutes a week is just not enough. And if you only get 20 minutes of exposure per week, then you're not going to know an essential from a non-essential doctrine. Now, let's just sort of flesh that out as an example. What about the gospel of Jesus Christ? This is one of those issues that is an essential doctrine, but some churches today are treating it as a non-essential. In other words, there are actually Christians in America today who say that maybe Jesus isn't the only way. Maybe God's work of salvation is an opt-out program. And what they mean by that is, as long as you don't opt out, then you're automatically in. You're automatically in God's kingdom so long as you don't purposefully say, I don't want anything to do with it. You know, Susie, that's just not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you read through the gospels, the words of Jesus become meaningless unless there truly is a saving message based upon his death on the cross. And he himself told us that he is the only way of salvation. And Peter told us that there's salvation in no one under no one else, Acts 4:12. In 1 Timothy 2:5, we're told that there's one God and one mediator between man and God, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. So I think that might be an example of what the caller or the person that sent an email is talking about, of how an essential doctrine is being treated as a non-essential today. And so my urging is, let's get back to Scripture. Let's let Scripture tell us what is essential and what is not essential. And if you follow that policy, you will see that the gospel of Jesus Christ is at the heart and center of biblical revelation.
I feel like there's almost a fork in the road, because when you look at the peripherals and you get people debating over those things, and then they call that persecution because people are yelling back at them because they've been ugly about the peripherals, that's so different to me than walking humbly, holding fast to your biblical convictions in a world where so much is imploding, loving those who disagree with you, but not compromising, not being a spineless chameleon. I mean, talk about an honorable way, what that would look like in a Christ-like way in this day with so many departures from the truth, to hold fast to the biblical convictions and to love those that you disagree with without being a compromiser.
In many cases today, apologetics has become solely about right answers. And very often those right answers, that orthodoxy, that Christian orthodoxy, is communicated in somewhat of a condescending way. And my feeling is that that is not true biblical apologetics. True biblical apologetics does involve strong answers, to be sure. But at the same time, it must begin with the man or the woman who is so sold out to Jesus Christ that Jesus shines through that person.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.